Okay, so
Now we've got two molecular orbitals, and I'm just calling them psi plus and psi minus. The two with the lowest energy are the symmetric one, the psi plus. And I build now the multi-electron wave function. It looks like this. And since I put the spin, I put one with spin up and one with spin down in the same molecular orbital, then when I calculate the multi-electron wave function, I get this up, down, minus, down, up out of doing the calculating the determinant of this matrix. And now I've written it out here, because at the top I'm using this notation, that's the molecular orbital. But the molecular orbital that I found from the last slide involved the atomic orbitals. And now at the bottom I've written out the whole multi-electron orbital for the two electrons in a hydrogen molecule. And this is the one that you would use together with the electronic Hamiltonian to determine the bond potential. So to determine the bond potential, you put the electrons in, you get a multi-electron wave function, and it's only then that you're going to really see the electron-electron interactions. Right? If there's only one electron, there's no electron-electron interactions. But if you have a multi-electron wave function, you can evaluate this in the Hamiltonian with the electron-electron interactions, and it will give you then the correct bond potential.